What did I miss?
Also,
by the way, before the beginning of that, Mac, me and Nate played one of the quickest games of Battlestar Galactica.
Hello?
Hello, how quick?
Hey.
Hi, what's up?
Hello.
Like, we managed to get, the Talons managed to win before the sleeper phase.
Oh, wow. Still in the,
because Nate...
That's like the first
Nate
four
got,
turns.
Like, no, not first four turns, but like, basically, we had a Centurion on that I got sent on board. I was, like, playing the Sympathetic Cylon, and I accidentally put a Centurion on board.
Oh.
Via a virus, and then no one dealt with it.
Everyone just forgot it was there, so it took over the ship and won.
Well, no, there were other priorities.
Yeah. Okay.
And there was a lot of bad luck.
That's really bad when since...
No, it was me, Kevin,
the
and...
Part
yeah,
is the
me
least
and Kevin
concerned.
Kept trying to shoot it. And it wasn't working. And then Nate looked at Kevin's final five.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Caused the Centurion to make the leap over to the endgame zone.
Well, I was a Cylon the whole time.
Yeah.
And I was like, Kevin, let me see your little cards. And he was like, you don't want to do that. And I was like, how much do I want to do that? And he's like, that is literally the last thing you want to do. And I was like, all right, let me see him.
Also, Hannah was
I hadn't revealed yet.
Nice.
Yeah. Also, Hannah was a Cylon again. And I was hoping.
And I was the president, so I could just do some stupid shit.
Yeah. Like I said, if the president's a Cylon, you got some, well, at least from a logistical perspective, you got some problems.
But not only was the president, but I was Gaius Baltar. Anyways, I think we're all here ready to do this thing.
Yep, everybody got all the
yeah,
shit.
I'm okay with like doing a cameo or something.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, because there's gonna be some parts before they go out, so you can be there. All right. And then my alarm goes off.
Answer your phone. How do you even get reception down here?
We all know there's a breach of operational security.
Oh, sorry. I just set an alarm to remind me to do things. It's fine.
Leo's a busy man with a big, busy schedule.
He's a grown adult with many things to do.
So many things.
That alarm needs to do 15 chin-ups right now. Just jumps on a door frame. Pop, 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 pop.
Yes, the Space Marine, the Colonial Marine Regiment. Find hanging pipe from ceiling. Chin-ups. This is the best cover of this song. Willie!
And so we go to space.
Shut up. I've worn the same bra for 3 months now without washing it.
Don't get as gross as you think.
Not as you think.
There's not nearly as much boob sweat as one would imagine.
True.
And
whatever.
Never mind. There's a joke there about Matt imagining a lot of boob sweat.
It's my dream. No, what?
I want to drown in it.
Oh no! No, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm a monster.
I'm done. Game
That's
over.
That's gross. I'm sorry.
Everything's
I apologize
gone.
For that. Could you cut that from the recording?
Ship explodes.
From
nope.
The memory.
It's immortal. It will be immortalized on the internet. I hope you're happy.
Side chatter.
All right.
God damn it. Anyway,
guys.
Nate, how do you think? I just put it in to type it. That's all.
Also, no, the boobs are not floating. These are space bras designed. These are space bras. I meant to say sports bra.
They're sports bras.
I was going to say sports
bras. No, they're space bras.
I was going to say sports bra designed specifically for microgravity, and then it just came out space bra. So, you know what? I'm just going to say space bra because that is way less syllables.
I think just calling them space bras just covers everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's like no explanation required.
Everything.
I want a space bra. Send my tits out of this world.
Anyway, I'll be back in a few moments. You guys, role player, continue talking about space boners, whichever suits you.
Yeah, I think mostly it just covers the chest area. To work off Josh's comment.
Space bra.
So, space.
Actually, that's one of my favorite videos from one of the mission commanders that from one of the mission commanders who was doing a did a video about dining on the ISS. He was prepping. He prepped some asparagus, like shows how they do that. And then in the next segment, you see he has green beans, and he's like, "I have beef stew and I have green beans. I had asparagus, but the asparagus floated away somewhere, and we don't have any."
He just lose things.
Yeah, he just the asparagus just floated away. I don't know. I made.
Oh God, we already lose things dropping stuff, and with only mostly worrying about two dimensions, three dimensions is just like, oh man.
I heard it impact over there, but then it could have went anywhere. It's like you drop a die.
Yeah.
Except infinitely worse.
Yeah, there are board games that do not involve chance. Because you cannot roll dice in space.
Yep.
What if it's a pop-matic bubble?
Then the die just bounces around the bubble forever.
Ah, but well, it's magnetic just enough like a, so it can settle after it pops up.
Or you could
I should
just
be a space game designer.
A dice, like a dice roller, like what we use.
They tried to yeah, computer dice rolls.
Space Dungeons let's and get, Dragons.
Yeah, let's get Vlad up on our net terrible net connection. We'll play Space D&D.
It'll take 3 days.
Yeah, as at this point, between as you guys talk back and forth, there's a. I mean, if you guys do actual like, you've been doing like proper voice communication. At this point, you're getting like a. You're getting like a 1 minute delay between transmissions now.
How long does that delay get?
I don't know. I should have looked that up. Let me see.
That sounds really annoying.
Imagine what it is to Mars. On Mars, they send a command. On Mars, they send a command out, and they find out where they've done it 20 minutes later.
Or if they were devoured by space beasts 20 minutes later.
Actually, wow, I was okay. Yeah, no, it's not minutes. You guys are just on a half second delay. The distance to the Earth from the Earth to the Moon is 1.28 light seconds.
Leo's just behind her chewing chips really loudly.
Oh shit! I thought I muted. My bad.
He's using that as cover so he can talk about this without other people overhearing.
No, he's unwrapping his tiny breads and opening his can of honey.
I mean,
hey guys, you see they got chopsticks on board? I don't know why.
Why would? What? Huh?
It's really useful for honey though. Check this out. In zero G, you have to swallow. I mean, what? Who said that? Who was that guy? Yeah, like I said, you're glad there were no enemies for you to fight.
Yeah, at the same time, like we get to see who gets the other one, so yeah, we'll still need to roll. God. God damn, Leo.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, my first roll was pretty baller. Like, you know, hey, 4x5 and then 2x10. Leo's are like 5x1 million.
Look, like I said, like, there are some nights where this just happens. Like, the one session of Frida's where I rolled on five dice, I rolled 5 fives, 4 fives, and 5 fives in a row.
Is that called the Night of the Fives?
I don't even remember what game. I think it's the second. Okay. I think it mostly involves robots because it starts with them going to the shooting range.
Amanda, what'd you get?
Nothing.
Oh.
Deploy the
space storm. The space white whale. It took my space leg.
God damn it.
Space. Call me Space Whale.
I'm Space Hab, the captain.
God damn. Neither of the alternate titles for that movie for that book work. Is it the Moby Space or Space Dick?
Space Dick. God damn it.
Let's see. And
go back to, I don't know, move your e-reader or whatever the hell she was doing.
Flicking her bean.
Oh, God.
No.
God.
Wow.
Wow. Just throw that out there,
right, Alicia. We're talking about none of its space boners like an hour ago.
We weren't talking about Jack and her Jill in it.
What? Yeah. It was just we were just discussing the existence of space boners, not like the solution to space boners.
Because that would get messy in space.
I already made the terrible joke before.